Zoomer Radio and the perfect song to introduce our next guest, Sweet City Woman, the Stampeders on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, along with our Sweet City Woman. Yeah, she is our journo about town, Lauren O'Neill, senior news editor at BlogTO. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and thank you for calling me a Sweet City Woman.
Oh, you are indeed, Lauren.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
I haven't clicked on this one yet. Someone in Toronto is renting out bunk beds for the price of a whole apartment. What is this all about?
Yeah, I should actually preface this by saying they're no longer renting it out because it's been rented. Somebody actually nabbed this gem of a place. They're paying $1,200 a month to live in one of two bunk beds inside a windowless apartment in Toronto's East End. It's like Broadview and Gerrard.
That's sad.
Right, and they don't even have a kitchen. There's a hot plate, there's like a shelf, and it just speaks to the state of rent prices in Toronto. They just continue to skyrocket, and you know, for a student or someone without a lot of income, I mean, $1,200 is a good price, and you just got to give up a lot of privacy and windows. I think the windowless situation is worse for me.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, the hot plate, I don't know. There's got to be an answer. This is about as low as you can go without having any place to stay, as far as I'm concerned, you know?
Well, yeah, it's like you're at, you know, camp or something, living in a bunk bed.
Yep. Only permanently, unfortunately.
That's right. And there are windows at camp,
yeah, that's right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the art store that is permanently closing. This makes me so sad. So I've recently sort of picked up my love of doing art just as almost therapy, you know? It just makes me so happy. And there are so few art supply stores, and I absolutely love Curry's. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, sadly, Curry's is closing. The Curry's Artist Materials on West Queen West, right across from the Drake Hotel. Like you, I love art and art supplies. I don't even, you know, do that much art anymore, but I can't walk into this store without, like, buying everything because it's all so cool and colorful and pretty. It's really sad. It's closing at the end. They said that they would close around the end of July, but it's now August, so they haven't closed yet, but I think they're trying to offload everything. So they're having a big closing sale with discounts everything 25 to 30% until everything's sold. So the last firm hard date is August 15th. And they haven't closed yet, so that means there's still supplies there they need to offload. So, I mean, good opportunity to get in some cheap art supplies, at least.
Oh, absolutely. What a great idea. So we're not going to Curry's anymore after they sell the remaining stuff, but everybody loves Dollarama so much. Not only people going to Dollarama, you can now get Dollarama stuff on Uber Eats. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of supplies, Dollarama's where I get a lot of mine too. And now I can order a simple paintbrush or a piece of Bristol board for a dollar and pay $5 delivery.
That's funny.
You know, we talked about, like, this is like the ultimate lazy hack. It's like, you can order everything, fake flowers, you know, toilet paper, pantyhose, everything that's at Dollarama. You can now get it on Uber Eats in Toronto. I think there are four or five different Dollaramas that you can access, including the Dufferin Mall. So I was creeping that one the other day, and I was like, huh, you really do have to, like, buy multiple things, though, to make it worth the delivery fee, because otherwise, like, you know, you're paying more for delivery than for the items themselves.
You know what? Part of the fun of going to Dollarama, though, is to discover that the things you paid three times the amount for actually at Dollarama that you can get for, you know, 50 cents or a buck. So the idea of being able to order it and having it delivered to your place, I don't know. Something's missing.
Yeah, the shopping part.
Yes, the thrill of the hunt, as it were.
Yes.
The joy of Dollarama is like discovering cool, new, weird things.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
For the best and coolest and most unique, coolest, weird things where Toronto stories are concerned, go to blogto.com. Lauren O'Neill is senior news editor at BlogTO. Have an awesome weekend, Lauren. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
Thanks. You too.